You're listening to Until They Kick Us Out, only on the Wild Style Network.
Hey!
We're here!
Hey! I'm Nikki France.
And I'm Simone Reddington.
And we are coming to you from the Salisbury Center Podcast Studio in our sweet little town, Until They Kick Us Out.
Until They Kick Us Out! I can't believe it! We have a name!
We have a name!
And we're back. Let us back in. Crazy.
But we have a name.
We have a name.
Yeah.
Until they kick us out.
We had a poll. And then we had a lot of private messages.
Mm-hmm. We had a lot of feedback.
That I'm going to use the word came flooding. Flooding into our DMs.
Because we got over 10K with a K views. 10K. Mm-hmm. I don't know what that means.
I don't know what kind of algorithm the Salisbury Center
has. It's freaking
awesome. But it's amazing. But we're over 10,000 views in 5 days. So it's, you know, people scrolling through their Facebook, it's people showing each other because they're like, oh my God, look at these gorgeous girls. Or worse.
What are they going to say? But before we get into it, I want to get into fun stuff, but we have to acknowledge a tremendous loss to Old Town. We are representing Old Town Strong, and we lost Greg Cook this week. He was a huge presence in Old Town. He started the Old Town Whiskey Club. He started
in 2019,
and he started the Old Town Strong, which was a huge savior during COVID when a lot of businesses in Old Town, privately owned small businesses, were suffering. He came in. He swooped in. And
he had this genius idea.
Yeah,
you know, let's start a fundraiser, and we'll, you know,
sell shirts.
Reach out to the community, sell shirts, and then all the proceeds will go to the different bars and restaurants for the owners to, you know, pay their staff to keep the lights on. And it just grew and grew and grew. And then
it was a tremendous success to this day.
Mm-hmm. And after everything opened back up, they continued fundraising, and he had a lot of different causes like close to his heart. He started the Kids Zone on First Friday, which is tonight.
First Friday.
Not that anyone's going to see this before.
Yeah.
You
missed it.
More to know about Greg. He was in the U.S. Army, sergeant in the U.S. Army.
He was a recipient of the Purple Heart, which is amazing. Amazing. Mm-hmm. He went to Brentsville District High School out in Oaksville, class of 97, which was my class. Poor Brentsville, it's been hit hard this month. They lost we've lost John Townsend of Prince William Plumbing. If you've ever contacted that local company, which is incredible, he'd come out. We had years and years ago when the girls were little, we had a clog in the downstairs toilet, and John came out, and I'm in the kitchen screwing around. The kids are babies, and he walks out with a Dora the Explorer little person, and he was like, I even think he wrote on the receipt, he was like, Dora went exploring or something like that. And then I went to write out the check, and he was like, make it out to Susie so she can add to her fun money.
His wife.
Yes. And I was like, oh my gosh, what a sweet guy. But yeah, he was class of 96, Brentsville. And so it's just been, a lot for
It's been a tough week. And I just, back to Greg, the outpouring of love and support, actually, for both of them, but for Greg, just like, you can't open up Facebook or Instagram without
seeing a post,
a tribute to him, you know. And so that just speaks a lot to like all the lives he touched. Like, I know a lot of like Brandon Blackburn from Manassas Talk. We were speaking a little bit before, he was giving me a little bit of just some of the information about Greg's wonderful things he did, and he's like, I lost my brother, and in some ways I felt like Greg and I were brothers also, because we have one very hilarious thing in common, and that is we both had a portrait tattooed on our legs of Chris Salisbury of the Salisbury Center, where we are right now.
Wow.
And so that's how we got in here. It's not a lie. But 2005, 2006, a super young, fun-loving Greg, out with his friends, out with the Salisburys. Used to be a wild time back then. I guess Chris had an idea, like, I want someone to get their face tattooed on me. I think they asked Mark Longhelt, and he was like, nope. And then I guess Greg Cook, if I have this right, I was like, I'll do it. And I think that Chris paid him. A guy named Pup executed the tattoo, executed beautifully. On the bottom of Chris's portrait, it said, had a banner, said Manassas, Virginia.
Where was Greg's tattoo?
On the back of his calf. Yeah.
So inconspicuous.
Yeah. Where you wouldn't see it all the time.
Yeah.
Fast forward.
That's what inconspicuous means.
Fast forward like 8 years.
I know what words mean, Simone.
It's because I went to hair college. My friend who was pup tattoo apprentice, her name is Jennifer Bradbury. I love you. I was like, I want to get this tattoo. And she's like, let me do it because, you know, pup was my mentor. Anyway, Greg and I didn't know each other very well, but he was the only other person on the earth that had this tattoo. And now it's just me, and it feels, trust me, just real lonely. Real lonely. Just kidding.
But I'll go get a Chris Salisbury tattoo.
Done and done. But
go.
Rest in peace,
really
Greg, my tattoo brother. That is my one.
That's
great
very
story.
Sweet. That's so yeah, funny, though.
Right. But that showed you. He liked to have a good time. So
down for anything.
So do I.
Yep, we'll miss strong. You, Greg. We'll miss strong. You, Greg. Whole town will.
And. But throughout all this, you know, Greg, John, these are characters. These are characters on the tapestry, woven into the tapestry of Old Town. Do you
yep.
know what I mean?
They
and there's
are
a lot
what
of other
make
characters.
Our town, what it is.
Yeah.
And they're all, it's awesome because as we're doing this podcast, are you having people reach out to you? Are you concerned about the table collapsing? Because I'm concerned about the table collapsing. Yeah.
Big girl.
Maybe it's my beautiful flowers from my girls gave me these flowers. Look, and we have a gorgeous, we added some greenery to the set. Look
this,
at us. We're
this
here.
This base is from Manassas
we're
Clay.
We're here, episode two, and we're making changes big time.
Yeah.
I purchased that adorable vase from Manassas Clay by not a local potter, but it's a local shop. Yeah. And then my bestie, Carol. These are all her zinnias out of her garden. Did you see the water main break last night?
Yes, because I was with you when we saw
it. West Street had a huge water main break. Mm-hmm. It was like a river.
Yeah.
And so I was convinced that Carol's garden was going to be so happy today. It went right down Molly's driveway and not one drop.
I almost
yard.
Had to drag Molly out of her house with like a life raft and... But the fire department got there first and like diverted the water.
They took care of stuff. They're pros.
Yeah. They didn't need me.
Yeah.
But tell me, Simone, about some of the characters in town and the comments they had for our episode
one. We had some fun feedback from episode one.
We got 10K views.
I don't know if you know that means 10,000.
Yeah, I know. Wow.
10 with a K.
For a few
Anyways. So I post it and I have my local neighborhood page, Old Town Shut-Ins, and one of my dearest neighbors, Martha, who I absolutely love. Hi, Martha. She said something. She was like, oh, it's awesome or whatever. And I wrote back. I was like, please show my boyfriend, Bob, because her husband, Bob Wilson, I adore. Mm-hmm. He is a published. I'll do it for real. I love you, Bob. He's a published writer. He lives right here in our town. His last book that he published was Barnum. And for years, he was the editor-in-chief of a really smarty pants magazine that we don't get, a literary magazine. Yeah, I can't remember the name of it, but...
But it's smart.
He is so smart that he was at the top of that, Bob. I love you. Anyways, so I said, please show Martha... my podcast. And then she wrote back and said, well, I fast forwarded through the other girl because she was just talking so much. And I waited until your mouth started moving.
Thanks, Martha.
But all is well. All is well.
I love you, Martha.
We love Martha. She owns Surrey Peanut Company. Surrey Shop. It's the peanuts. You can go get them. They're available like for purchase off the shelf at Black Metal Mercantile. Darren's shop.
Darren Blevins,
yeah.
Black Metal Mercantile.
Yeah. Get the
There's lots of
jalapeno
different,
peanuts.
Lots
They're
of different
delish.
Foods in there. You're getting a phone call. We're just going to say, no,
oh, yeah.
Not right now.
Oh, Haley, your car's ready, but this is 4 days later.
Yeah.
So sit there. Yeah. She's too busy making beautiful flower arrangements.
Right. Also, shout out Jeff Pickard and Charlie Sweet for not watching the podcast until 2 days ago, and we begged you to.
I know. I had to, like, whore myself out at Loom the other night. Mm-hmm. And y'all, I don't know who's watching, but I love it. Tell me who you are. Yeah. 2 million, tell me who these 10,000 people are.
It wasn't Jeff.
Because it wasn't Jeff. It wasn't Charlie. It's not even James Shoemaker. What was that?
But yes,
yeah,
and
James
so
Shoemaker hasn't even listened to it, and he owns Loom.
Okay, well, his wife did, and when their child saw
heard their name,
yeah, heard their name,
Juliet and James.
She the child, the kid ran over and was like, "Mom, you're on this TV, da da da," and then she shared that story with me, and I was like, "Well, that makes me feel very happy."
I love that. We've had so many Gen Z shares.
Yeah,
Gen Z shares. Isn't that weird? Like, where did so? Let me tell you, Haley and Piper and all their friends and all their JMU friends, Haley's boyfriend, Carlix, who is darling. He's been listening with his mom. His mom wants to know how to subscribe. So I got to get her the information.
Break it down.
I know. They have a restaurant that I haven't been to. We should go out there. It's called Sushi and Eggs in Springfield.
But this is now it's on YouTube. It's on YouTube, Spotify,
and
Apple Music, Samsung, something. But not just Facebook. And we do actually have socials now, Instagram. Mm-hmm. It's called Until They Kick Us Out.
We have business cards. I'm so proud of this. We have business cards.
We figured out how to use the QR code.
Yeah. I sure hope it works. I didn't test it.
Yeah.
We have business cards. They came in like warp speed thanks to Tina and Frank and Will down at On The Mark Signs,
printing.
I don't know what comes after On The Mark, but they're on Euclid, and they were amazing. 24 hours, and she hooked us up.
And she made it happen.
I'm going to put this in the hand of everybody I see.
Has our email addresses on the back. Mm-hmm. Nikki at UntilTheyKickUsOut.com.
And Simone, UntilTheyKickUsOut.com.
That's us.
Yeah. Let me see.
Oh, speaking of, when we were at Loom the other night,
this is now officially the Loom podcast.
Yeah. Chris was like, how many more like Chris Sellers, like, you know, plugs? And I'm just like, well, we love them. We like them all.
I had lunch at Loom today.
She went today.
Yeah.
She
had breakfast or I had dinner the other night.
But we were there the other night. I stole a chicken wing off somebody's plate.
It was celebratory because that's when we hit 8K.
It was.
Chris was there. That day I got two free ginger ales.
Yeah.
Stardom is fucking awesome. Yeah. Awesome.
Yeah. It's changed you. Yeah. I remember just like going around people giving us free stuff.
Yeah.
But yeah, I stole a chicken wing and
he wasn't happy. He was not very happy.
He offered it to me, whatever. But it was wonderful. That's really the only food that I've had there so far, but loved it. I'm a thief.
But you went on a fun dinner. Didn't you and Courtney go out for your birthdays?
It was a brunch.
A brunch.
We drove out to Little Washington to the inn at Little Washington has a cafe called Patio's for Patrick O'Connell.
Same chef.
Mm-hmm. Same chef, same whatever.
His Royal Highness Patrick O'Connell.
Yes. But this is a little cafe that he has, a little concept like across the street, a little more casual. And there was a bluegrass band. It's on Sunday brunch, just playing. And it was just super quaint, super cute. They had the brunch menu, but we had seen on their lunch menu a crock of pimento cheese and this wonderful cracker wafer. And in my whole life, I've never been like, can I order off the menu? And the server was like, you know, let me see if we can do that for you. And they brought it out. I was in the restroom when it came to the table. When I came back, Courtney was knee deep in this crock of pimento cheese.
Courtney.
It was out of this world, Courtney.
Was it good?
Courtney's
was it good?
Here. It was out of this world.
Yeah.
It was,
I'd say pimiento. Is that wrong?
I don't know.
Pimiento?
I didn't go to college. But listen, it was amazing. And then we had an amazing burger, and it's just such a beautiful drive out there. If one were so inclined, they could stop at a winery on the way back. But it was just wonderful. And they have a little bakery in the back. And needless to say, I like a bakery. But yeah, you should go out there and see it. Go out there and check it out.
I've been out there. It's beautiful. It's beautiful. I love the store even right next to it. I could buy everything in there.
Yeah, that's kind of your vibe, your brand.
Yeah, I love it. Oh, I love it. All the blue and white, the art.
Rich.
Shut up. yeah, and then of course, Millie's. Millie's has been awesome this week. They had Tang flavored sorbetto.
Not to be confused with our new mayoral candidate.
Tang.
But like Tang.
Team Tang.
But Tang from the 80s? What's that, like orange?
Tang from the... I had to explain to the kid. The kids were like, what's Tang?
I'm a kid also.
Tang. Oh my God.
I get it.
Yeah. What's Tang?
I get it, girls.
Feels so old. So yeah, it was delicious. But now, Tang is out. Not the mayor.
Not the mayor. No.
Sorbetto Tang is out, and Kool-Aid Sorbetto. God, why is it so hard to say that? Kool-Aid Sorbetto is in.
In.
And it is so good. It is so good. So I get my lemon. I get my Kool-Aid. And it's delicious. Yeah. I love it. I tried to go this morning to get, I've given my cheesecake a break because I have found the gelato.
Right.
So I kind of get in these kicks where I like want to have it all the time. And so, have you ever had the cheesecake at Gerani?
No, you told me about it a long time ago and I tried to go there one time. They didn't have it.
Yes. Well, you have to get in at the right time because it sells out really fast. But cheesecake I went this morning in. And they only had chocolate kinds. I'm not a chocolate girl.
But I, you know, I love that about, I would have never known about it unless you told me about it.
Yeah.
I love hearing about things from the people, sharing them. Mm-hmm. Tomorrow, we're taking Courtney, her sister, and her niece, Olivia, to gelato for the first time. Her sister has been very excited about it.
Aww.
Amanda. And
love
so
it.
I'm very excited to share that with them
yeah.
and see what they pick. Yeah. And if Olivia gets just chocolate, I'll scream because pistachio's where it's at. Anyway, where do you get that cheesecake at Gerani?
I get that cheesecake at Gerani. It's actually made by a company called Sweet Pearls Cheesecake. And she brings it in.
Local.
Yes. She brings it in twice a week to put in their case for sale. But like, you have to get there that day or else it's sold out. I bought a whole entire apple crumb one for Thanksgiving. So yummy. So go down to Gerani, see Tracy. She works at Gerani and she's a delight. And go get some cheesecake because it is good shit.
Have you stolen any food this week?
I don't. I did, actually, now that you ask. I stole a cheesecake from Katie Finley the other night at Monza's.
Cheese stick.
Oh, yeah. Part of a cheese stick. Yes. Not the full thing. I was trying to be polite, but I was also really hungry, so I broke it in half. And
hi, Katie.
Dunked it. And she was there. It was Katie and Tony. They own Manassas Asphalt here in town.
I asked them recently why they didn't name it Manasphalt.
You're so good on the name.
I'm not.
Yeah,
but you named the podcast. But
I know, but that's I like it.
But Courtney and I were like, why didn't they name him an asphalt? And and he laughed and he was like, well, or she said, like, you know, his dad named it. And I'm like, it's when it's time for a rebrand.
Yeah.
Call Nick.
Yeah, call Nikki. She's got the good names, the clever, catchy names.
And anyway, you stole their food.
I did. They were in there. They were eating. Their food was coming as I had seen them because I was out for my walk. And if I see somebody, I go in and I say hi and I visit for a little bit. And Katie and Tony were in there. And they were in there with Eric Wiewerka. That's a funny name to say. Wiewerka.
What do they do? What does Eric do?
They are landscaping and construction management. They're local right here in town. My nephew works for them. Hi, Bryce. Hi, Bryce Reddington.
Hey, Mason.
I love you. Yeah. And so they were in there eating and we were chatting. And they got some exciting stuff in the future that they're talking about. And I had a cheese stick and hugs all around, and then I pieced out.
And then I don't look so bad for stealing that chicken wing. Nope. Anyway.
Nope. We clearly have a problem.
What does this say right here? What is it says? It says the S word.
Oh.
Go, girl.
Is it time? Is it time to get in?
Go, girl.
Is it time? We're going to come. Episode 2, we're coming in hard.
Go, girl.
There's lots of feelings in this town, and I'm not talking roundabout. I'm not talking. I'm not talking museum.
I'm not talking museum.
I'm talking
Miami Vice drug house.
Farmers market issues. Mm-hmm. I'm talking management issues. So here, let's just break it down. Do you know when our city manager? First of all, who's our city manager?
The only thing I know about city managers is literally what I've seen on Parks and Rec.
Well, I feel like we're there. We have our city manager was named Pat Pate. He was our city manager for 10 years. Mm-hmm. And he put in his resignation. And I know this as a citizen because I read it in the newspaper last August mm-hmm. of 2023 that he was resigning and moving on to manage another town somewhere. And in the article, it said that Pat Pate was resigning, that it was going to take a couple of months, and we would have a new city manager. And in the meantime, Doug Keene would step in. I love Doug Keene. Yeah. Doug Keene is awesome.
Who is he?
He.
What else does
well,
he do?
Well, that's confusing. Who is he? He has been our police chief for many, many years and has been an awesome chief. I have much respect for our police department and all of the police, any first responder, all of them. I have a tremendous respect. And Doug Keene was hired for that position. But he has now been the interim city manager for a year.
I have
why
a question.
Don't we have a city? Why don't we have
I have a question. Does a city manager, is it kind of like when you're the mayor and it's like not a full-time job, like you have like another job too?
No,
or is city manager full-time?
A city manager is an appointed position, an appointed salaried position. They're appointed, from what I gather, the mayor and city council. So are we not getting candidates? Like a city manager is freaking important.
It is.
They're important.
It is.
They handle the day-to-day duties. Like the manager or the mayor should be like, you know, going to cut the ribbons and we're going to make appearances and we're going to do these talks. But like behind the scenes, like that person is that. Mm-hmm. So why are we having the man that we hired to be our police chief?
Who has a already very important
job. And this is what gets me. Doug Keene is tremendously intelligent. He has a background. Like if you look at his background and his degrees, he has the same things as Pat Pate. Like yeah. He could very well take on that position. So are we not offering it to him? Does he not want it? I want a dedicated police chief. I want a dedicated city manager and a dedicated mayor. Because when things go on in town that I have questions about, and we have not only
she wants to knock on the door and get an answer.
Not only do we have so Chief Keene, I'm going to call him that because that is what he is. Chief Keene is our city manager. But if you look at like their website, there's even like an interim somebody else on the management team. So what the hell is going on?
Yeah. Is it budget? Are we spending too much money on
you want more
shopping
money?
Centers and hotels?
You want more money? You want more vacation days?
You want what did you say? A Keurig?
You want a Keurig?
I know that they've had a couple of interviews and then just no viable candidates. But like, what does that look like?
What,
does
that
what do you
mean?
Have to have a
yeah.
Is Why? There anybody out there interested?
What's going
what do you
on?
Have to have a?
Are we on Indeed,
college degree,
Monster, or whatever the hell? Like, there's websites. Like,
I don't want to step aside from hairdressing to do this, but
yeah,
I know.
You want to manage this town?
You dare me?
I think it'd be fun.
Dare me?
So, having these gaps and questions about our leadership. There's things going on in town. We're scooping up freaking real estate left and right. I mean, like big deals.
The best
big
thing
deals
that ever
with
happened
no plan
to me, besides Courtney, was when the city
All
bought
us.
The Old Town Inn.
That's the only time I'm going to get behind like reckless spending.
Bulldoze that drug den.
Like,
there was human trafficking there. It was disgusting.
Haley's car was stolen. And those idiots.
This is good.
Drove around and used a half a tank of gas and then parked it right outside their room at the Old Town Inn. So I was, no one was happier. Well, maybe you. I mean, you already professed it.
I was so happy.
Yeah, but
thank you, Chief Keene, for your resources for locating that.
Yeah.
But oh my God, And so a lot of people had a lot of feelings about the city buying it. We don't know what's going to go in there. My inside source, you know who you are, love you, Gail, has told me that it's 100% like probably, you know, going to be a hotel, 100% probably.
Which I would love. Can we clean it up in the meantime?
Correct. I mean, I think it's great. They're letting people use it as a parking lot right now. But if you're not from here, if you're just here coming for the 4th of July or you're coming for Millie's Gelato and you pull up and you're just like now, I mean, it's better than having the hotel there.
But it's
there's
kind of an ankle breaker over
there.
So
like,
let's
just kind of finish taking all that stuff out and make it proper parking lot for time. But it'd be lovely to have, I think, a very nice like hotel there.
I
have no issues with that whatsoever.
Love that. An upscale hotel. I'm not talking budget. No. In or whatever those
places. Some Marriott.
Yeah. Well, no.
What's up, Hilton?
Yes. I would like a Waldorf, please.
Waldorf. Or what is, I can't remember that one. The name of that one group that is Hotel Monaco. The Kimpton. Like, I think it's a Kimpton Hotel. Yeah. Just come on out to Manhattan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, there's, I have, so, okay. That's kind of number one on my list, the city manager thing. So we have, we are on YouTube, Facebook for video, podcast. We are on podcast wise. We're available on Spotify, Samsung Podcast, Apple Podcast, and Amazon Music. Listen to us and give us your feedback. Give me your thoughts as you're sitting there hearing about this. Maybe you don't know we don't have a true city manager. Maybe you don't give two shits.
Maybe you don't know the Viking Festival was canceled.
That's my second. You're jumping into my second beef.
Well, I'm angry.
I know. That's it. Okay. So let's get right on into it. There is beef with someone in our local government. He is our City of Manassas Economic Development Director, and everybody can Google that. So I'll just save you the trouble. His name is Patrick Small. And he seems like a really nice guy. And when I bring his name up, I do hear, you know, oh, he's a nice guy. He's done a lot of stuff for town, for, you know, the city. But then I hear a whole other side. Like, there's a tremendous dust up between him and HMI, which is Historic Manassas Incorporated.
That's who puts on, like, First Fridays.
Yes. And they put on, there's a couple events that they put on. And if I'm being honest, I really don't know what. But this is what I can tell you. With everything going on, what I'm being told, and the changes with the farmer's market, because farmer's market is big feelings, right?
There's a lot going on over there.
That's like, people are pissed.
If you're on Manassas Talk or the shut-ins or whatever pages, you heard about this with the farmer's market.
I don't really know what the issue is. I just know that there's some locking of horns and casualties.
Including
we had this awesome Viking festival. You said something about it a minute ago. It's awesome. Like it, I know nothing. Actually, I did watch Vikings and I know like Ragnar. But
I don't know a lot about it, except for that day. Awesome, there are people in Viking costumes.
Yeah, we had like these big wooden ship things.
Lindsay Evans Doherty dressed them kids up, run down there.
Yeah,
she's so into it. She has like a fur
shield.
Like,
maiden.
She don't care. She does outfits for everything. But that,
she's Lagatha.
That was, you know, they got rid of it. And then, you know,
and that one and another one, the One Love Festival. Did you ever go to that?
I never went to that. Is that the art,
gosh, that
art one?
Art,
I never get to go. I'm at work.
Art, yeah, everywhere. And then Saturdays, the bands were really cool. Like, they weren't your typical. We had a lot of like rap and hip hop. And I mean, I'm just out there like with my non-rhythm. Loving it.
Simone's here. But these are like, you know, families go to these, like,
no,
you know,
more.
It's something to do. No.
No more.
But what do we have?
We have endless Thai festivals. Thai festivals.
Like every
museum lawn.
Twice a month.
I don't,
and like more power to them.
We're supplementing lost income with Thai festivals.
Because they're packed.
They are packed.
I mean, Courtney and I went to one and it was packed.
It's insanity.
People love them.
Yeah. But I mean, can we have some more options, please?
I just think that if they were just going to, We couldn't have the Viking Festival because they were going to charge so much for, and rightfully so, for the police, for blocking off the streets.
There's
for
a lot
using,
that goes into it.
I understand.
The logistics of having a festival.
But how can we do it the last couple of years and we can't this year? Like, is there no negotiating? Is like, you know, we even reached out, like commented Lindsay and I to like the woman that ran it. And we're like, can we start a GoFundMe? Like, I want grown men in Viking costumes. I want them in there. They set up their tents. And there's food,
it's so
trucks,
cool.
Like food.
Yeah,
it's so cool.
Like,
and
pelts.
I saw a man with an axe. I'm scared, but it was like,
it's so neat.
It's
so neat.
And like, who has that? Manassas. And I knew a woman that would travel here from North Carolina to go to it. You know, not just like Lindsay and the girls, but like women. I mean, people all over the country, all over, like at least the Eastern Seaboard, would go to this thing. And like, that is huge for our city. It's a huge loss. And so like, why aren't we doing that? But
we're going to have five or six Thai festivals.
No, not five or six, like 12. It's like they're crazy. Every other weekend.
Yeah.
More power to them.
Yeah. But I would like a Thai festival, Korean festival, mm-hmm. Filipino festival, mm-hmm. Chinese festival. Mm-hmm. Let's break it up here.
Mm-hmm. It's because you're Asian. That's what you want. Half Asian. My bad. Anyway.
Yeah. So
what else has
it
impacted?
The farmer's market has taken a huge hit. There's major feelings on the farmer's market. There's been a lot of upset vendors. They've jumped ship and gone to Manassas Park Farmer's Market because they have their own thing going on, which is kind of cool.
It's kind of Hatfield McCoy's with the it two is. Farmer's markets.
It is.
Why though? Well, so to? I guess they raised the prices, doubled the prices for each vendor. And, you know, supply and demand, I get that. But it's like, they also changed the rule or enforced the rule about dogs. I was saying to her last night, I have three dogs. I love the farmer's market. Those two things don't go together. You know why? The dogs urinate. All dogs do. Mm-hmm. You've got your cantaloupes in a basket on the ground. And like, what are they going to do? They might lift their leg. You can't. I just think it's kind of gross. Manassas Park Farmer's Market lets you bring your dog. Great. But that has created this like huge tension where like people that used to come to the award-winning
world-renowned
Manassas City Farmers Market, now all of a sudden they're like, oh, well, we're never going to come to it again. It's like you're only hurting the little vendor. Businesses. You're only hurting the guy that you got
baking bread all night.
Yeah. Yeah. Or like, oh my God, the pastries that one French chef has.
Oh my gosh,
they're so good. But like you're only hurting those people. Like you're not proving some point to like the city of Manassas. They don't see it.
Yeah,
they it's don't the see little. It. It's the vendor. It's the little
have
guy.
A ton of vendors. We still have a kick-ass
wonderful vendors. Listen, Yoder's Donuts, yum. They
that was the big dust up.
They went left. Over Manassas Park, but they also are going to have a storefront in Manassas
That's
Park.
That's what we're hearing. They're going to have a storefront. Yeah, over by Little Bowl.
Yeah,
and then you don't have to wait until Saturday to get your Yoder's fix. Yeah, and so you know what? Go to both farmers markets.
Yeah, like if Manassas right is 8-1, the other one's 9-2,
and they're what 2 miles away from each other.
Go to both. But I was telling her last time, it's like the Sharks and the Jets, and she's like, "What's that?" And I was like, And then I was like, "West Side Story," but then I was like Hatfield McCoy's, and old Simone's over here, like, "Oh yeah, I know that is."
I got it. Yeah,
we're fine.
It's hot in here,
it's
y'all.
Hot.
I
it's
just
hot.
Want you to know that my perimenopausal ass is fighting women. Through this. I cannot wait to get the hell out of here.
Where are you going
to
go?
The hell out of town.
Where are you going to go, Simone?
I'm going to Ocean City, Maryland, OCMD. It deserves a dance. I'm going down. I'm going over because I guess I'm just heading east for the 51st annual White Marlin Open. Do you know what that is?
I don't.
You don't?
I want to hear about it.
It is the world's largest billfish. Billfishing. He just turned that fan off. And it's
now I can hear my thoughts.
Way to go, John.
Anyway.
And it's the
world's largest
billfish tournament. Like billfish. They have like the swords. Oh my gosh. That's what he did. He opened the air so we can breathe. Or open the door so we can get some air.
Like I did something. I'm
you just came
here.
In like a. Like,
means
where's your
us.
White horse? Yeah. No, okay, so let me back up. The fish, the billfish with like the swords, the pretty fish, mm-hmm. they go out and they fish for that. But when I say fish for that, it's a big freaking deal. It's a lot of money. A lot of money. Last year's purse was over $10 million. The boat that won everything. They walked away with like a $6.2 million check, like one of those big checks.
Yeah, but how much did they have to
Oh, God knows.
Spend?
They probably got $20 when it was all said and done. But hey, they had the big check to show for it.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's fun. We get celebrities. Michael Jordan, his boat is there. Catch
Basketball.
23. That's really cool. We see him. He's like on the back of his boat smoking a big ass cigar. And, you know, he's got all his guys. I mean, he just looks like one of the other fishermen on his, you know, big probably 100-foot. He used to have a 90-foot Viking, but I'm hearing he got a new boat.
You better send me a picture of it.
I will, but he has the same wrap. Like, he has the wrap. It's called Catch 23. Super, super, super exciting.
This is basketball number. And that's information. You hear it first.
I only know it from Motion City, Maryland.
Until they kick it out radio. So you're going to go up for that.
Yeah, we're going to go up for that. It's a big deal. It's a big week. There's so much fun stuff to do everywhere. Everybody's racing to get to scales or watch the boats come in. And it's put on. It's presented by Purelure, which is a surf shop up in Ocean City. It's owned by Brendan Hanley, who is amazing. He's like this.
Knows everybody.
This surf fishing guru guy with a long beard. Like, he totally looks the part. And he started up Quiet Storm on the boardwalk. And he worked for Billabong for years. So he has this kick-ass surf shop. And they present this, the world's largest billfish tournament, 51st anniversary. Last year it was funny because the first fish that came in, so fishermen can, or the boats can fish 3 out of 5 days. They have to pick. So they usually pick the best weather days. The very first fish that came into scales was the top fish all week. The very last fish to come in on the last day wiped them out and won over $6 million. And it wasn't even a white marlin. This is called the White Marlin Open. It was the 50th
white marlin, white knuckle.
Oh, but bum. Yeah. So isn't that funny? Isn't that crazy?
It's crazy and it's fun. I can't wait to go sometime and stay in your condo.
Yes. Oh, you've been there.
I have been there.
You've been there.
It's beautiful.
It's down in downtown Ocean City at the White Marlin Marina. Hi, George. Hi, George. Stay sane next week with all the fuel trucks.
Which one is real naughty?
That's George.
Hi, George.
He's right under the balcony.
I saw your boat. I saw your boat.
Yeah. So yeah, it's a next, fun week.
But your condo is next to my favorite place. Called
The Harbor Inn.
It is Ocean City's oldest bar. It is a total dive bar.
Their signature drink is called the Bloody Bucket.
And that just has a bunch of beer in it.
I really don't know what it is.
I don't drink, so
I don't know what it is.
It's one of those places, they have the dollar bills everywhere. You write on them, you put them up. I was there with my friend Becky and her sister Julie and our friend Monica. Well, you know, and...
It's right across the street.
Across the street. So where we're, the four of us would be sitting on the balcony, and you can just look like directly like into the bar. And they have touch tunes. You know what that is? You can play music from your cellular telephone in a in a building, obviously. So I'm sitting there, and it's like late at night, and there's maybe 3 people in there, but like party time. I'm playing. Let the dogs out. I
over
played,
and over
and in the middle of the night,
again.
I was sitting there by myself and I played My Heart Will Go On. And like, you could just hear the people in the bar like, what the? And
why won't this stop?
Why won't it stop? And I'm sitting there like, I'm from out of town. Like, you know.
You sent me that video. Oh my gosh, I was choking laughing.
Yeah.
That was so
but
funny.
If you haven't been, you got to go. It's like, if you like a dive bar and you're in Ocean City,
it's a cool crawl because we're right, like there's MR Ducks and then there's Jackspot, Harbor Inn, and then you can go up to Cork Bar, Bearded Clam. If you're hungry, you can stop right at Toast, which is in Emerson Towers on Wacomico Street.
A really cute tiki bar.
Oh my gosh, they have
wish I was there right now.
Pizza. Do you want to go with me on Sunday? You can ride up with me, Mom and Dad.
Bye, Courtney.
Yeah. And Courtney can come too. We can all go. Oh my gosh, they have the best pizza. I don't even know. It's ruined me for pizza. We never get pizza at home.
Well, and they have a pizza challenge that like 3 times the size of this. If you can eat the whole thing, it's
super
like,
slice.
Yeah.
But you have to eat it in like a certain
like
amount of 45 time.
45 seconds. I don't know. But it takes like 4 paper plates.
Yeah. And if you eat it, it's free.
Jeez,
but then he has discounts if you eat like a good chunk of it.
Yeah. But if I were to eat that much, I would die.
Yeah. So, anyways, that's, I'm getting ready to, I'm going to go to First Friday tonight. If you didn't go, then you missed it, and you missed an awesome time.
Where she was handing out her business cards.
I'm gonna go out and
I'm not gonna be there. I'm gonna romance date with the lady, but it's
at
also
where?
We're going to Alias in Vent Hill.
Yeah,
shout out to Alias. I know Chrissy and AJ love it.
Y'all fancy.
Just went there for their 5-year anniversary. But this will be our second time. We went back in November, had their winter tasting menu. The chef, as well as the sommelier, had our previous from 3 Blacksmiths and, again, the Inn at Little Washington. It's come up twice. And we went, and where this is their summer tasting menu time, obviously. We got a gift card there from best friend Chrissy and her mom, Lane, with them. And I'm going to say our friends' names. Like, why not? It's like our podcast. And we're going tonight celebrating birthdays and general romance. But you can see Simone tonight when you're at First Friday, and she'll give you one of these, our cards.
And if you want to know what it says on it,
go ahead.
It says, we're here to talk all things Manassas and beyond, because we are. We want to talk about it. We want to get into it. Yeah. We want to get down and dirty. Let's start some conversations, have some good gossip. If you have any leads, if you have any shout outs, if you have any information you just want us to talk about, or you want to give us more information about what we touched on today, because I want to get into that further. I would like to know answers. Yeah. Or a plan, maybe. Just let me in on the planning.
And I've had a lot of people that I've seen talk to her and say, like, we want to be on. Like,
oh, gosh.
Of course we want you to be on. You can't just stare at us for the rest of your lives. But yeah, I have a few ideas of people we want to have on here. I want to know if you want to come on here.
I've reached out to a couple people.
And as far as First Friday goes, either next month or the one after that, we've got a little surprise up our sleeve.
I don't know what it is.
Yes, you do. Oh. For our first Friday, our first appearance at First Friday together, official, up our sleeve.
A little surprise.
So just wait for that. Simone's going to find out what it is, too.
But I've reached out to a couple of people for guests. You want to know who I reached out to?
I do.
I reached out to John Philippone.
Oh,
Do you love him? Uh-huh. Do you love him?
Yes,
He's of Western Prince William Chatter fame.
Mm-hmm. And Piedmont Tyrannotto fame.
I have a name for him. Yeah. He's Facebook Daddy.
He's Facebook Daddy.
John.
Yeah.
You're Facebook Daddy.
And I don't.
Whether you like it or not.
I don't say Daddy to anybody.
Man, that man. Do you know what he did today? Do you know what he did? So today's Friday for anybody who's watching in a couple of days. I was on my phone and there was a post by John on Western Prince William Chatter, and it says, anybody in the Haymarket area, meet me at Ghosted Concepts and the first 10 people, I'll buy you lunch.
I love him.
Dad, I love you.
I love him.
He bailed you out. He bailed your ass out.
He did. One of my clients, a close friend of mine, Katie, locked her keys in her car at the salon. Again, another, cook an egg on the sidewalk kind of day. And I just put on Facebook, hey, if anybody can like help get keys out of a car, let me know. Literally within 5 minutes, here's John. And he's just like, I'll be there in 5 minutes. You don't need anybody else. Like, just delete this. I'm coming. Yeah. And he just shows up, pops it out, and he's like, have a great day. And like, that was it.
Yeah. If you've ever seen John, he's a big guy. Mm-hmm. He's just like a big, strong, manly man.
Like if a teddy bear was strong. Yeah. Yeah. That's John
Philippone. That would be John Philippone. Yeah. I mean, he's doling out Thanksgiving meals. He's working on cars, single moms. Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh, I love him.
He's always taking care of
Piedmont Tire and Auto
family.
Mm-hmm. But I want to get him in here. I want to talk to him.
I do. Yeah, I want to find out. Like
I want to hear his
what's behind that goatee. And then you have another person, actually, I can see on their notes that you want to reach out to. Who
I did reach out to him, and he's totally in.
Oh, really? Oh,
yes,
I didn't know that.
But I told him, I said, super we talented. Need to figure out our shit first, mm-hmm. and then we'll get you on. Because
what's the mystery man's name?
Nicholas Zimbro. If you've ever seen, have you seen the murals on the side of Sinistral? Mm-hmm. Brewery, hey, mm-hmm. guys at Sinistral, Shane and Stacy.
Stain.
Yeah.
And then on the side of the
old sports network. I don't know what it is now. What is it now?
I don't know what it is now. I don't know. A glass company or something. I don't know. But it's right at Liberia and where Corey kind of hits it. I think Taryn's dad, I think, or stepdad, like designed that building. Taryn that only can comment, oh my.
Taryn.
On a post.
Girl, she's out there at the beach. Mm-hmm. She's getting sand out of
her. But listen, it was her, somebody in her family, I believe, like, was the architect of that building. But on the side of it, there's this beautiful. And then
he did
the side of Eavesdrop.
I do believe. Yes.
Eavesdrop's in, and he's just super talented.
He's amazing.
Murals. We're so lucky to have them.
Right now, he has a project called 50 Murals in 50 States. He doesn't get paid for many of his jobs.
So.
He is like paying out of his own pocket. He's traveling. He's doing murals.
That.
It's not like little paintings. He is painting the sides of, industrial buildings.
Yeah.
And He just painted one in Chicago. I want to hear the how he picks the women, because they're all so different and they're all so beautiful. I'm jazzed.
You haven't checked
him
out. What is he, like an Instagram or something?
I just know him from Facebook.
Yeah,
you gotta
find him on Facebook.
Nicholas Zimbro on Facebook. I'm not an Insta. So sorry for it. I think I have like 4,000 unread messages.
You're like, I'm not checking them.
Yeah, and then Haley set up our Instagram account, and I just tell her what.
We do have an Instagram account.
We have a team.
Pick us out. Yeah,
we have a team.
We do.
Piper, and get on it, Piper.
So yeah, we want to have you on here. I want to have Elias from Taste of Old Country. If you know me and my Facebook presence, it's 90% is like telling people to go there. Yes, but I want to have him on because he does like these events on like boats, you know, in Europe. But he has also like these great nights that he does over at Taste of Old Country. If you haven't gone over there, it's on Plosford Road. Go check it out. And then I want to talk about a couple of things that are going to be happening here at the Salisbury Center in like the next month. August 17th, Local Palooza. That is all local bands. It's an all day thing. John, what time does it start? Do you know? Is it like 11?
I think it's an afternoon show, so I think it starts after 12. Okay. But we have a monster sound system, a huge lighting system going up for it, so it's going to be bigger and better than any Local Palooza prior, and you should definitely come out. Two stages in Main Arena. It'll be a great time. You got Black Flag, Days of Fire, lots of great bands.
And, you know, they're local because it's all going to be local bands, but Black Flag is closing that night. And they're legends, you know. Come and check that out. You can go on Salisbury Center's like Facebook page and, you know, get links to that. Buy your tickets, you know, in advance. But then also, September 20th. And not every one of you is going to know what this is. But the Daycare Swindlers are having a reunion show. And Daycare Swindlers were huge in this area around, like when I was in high school. But the last time they played was 5 years ago. And that was at a little place in Warrenton. It did sell out. We're going to try and sell it out here at the Salisbury Center. So get your tickets for that.
That sounds fun.
Yes, girls, it's going to be really fun. They're going to be playing with American Television. It's going to be like a super fun night. Mark Ryder.
What kind of music is that?
It's like punk rock. Punk rock, if you will. I don't know. I mean, there's so many subgenres of whatever.
Yeah.
But it's fun.
Okay.
Mark Ryder. Thin, but not weak. On the drums. It's been 5 years. He hasn't touched him for five. No, I'm just kidding. But listen, but all in all, you got to go to the events page on the Salisbury Center because there's stuff going on all the time you don't even know about. You know, they have their fights every month. Like, you know, they have these shows and it's like, it's super unique stuff. And a lot of people just tell us all the time, like, oh, I don't even know that place was there. Or like, oh, I didn't hear that was happening. Well, good. You're on your phone all the time. Yeah. You know, go
it's
see what
happening.
The events are.
Fun things are happening. Mitch is
calling. Ooh, Mitch Reddington's calling.
Mitch, you know what I'm doing. You know that I'm busy being a superstar. Yeah. And he's calling. He's probably like, where are my shoes?
Yeah. I'm going to wear my hat backwards right now.
that was the look for the broken water main.
Yeah.
That's the look you go for.
Cool guy. Do you have anything else you want to talk about?
I do. There's one thing I want to add. There is at the Manassas Museum, we're going from your rock to spotted lantern fly.
Oh my God.
Dun, dun, dun. There is a program on August 24th, Saturday, August 24th. Mm-hmm. Spotted lanternfly, tremendously invasive. They're from Asia. They're invading. Those invasive bugs are invading.
Are you half spotted lanternfly?
I am not. I'm not. But I'm from Asia. So it's really cool. They're going to do the VCE, Prince William Master Gardeners, are putting on a... they'll have a display within the museum to kind of explain more about these spotted lanternflies.
What to do if you see them.
What to do if you see them.
They're scary and they're fast.
Well, you know what I hate? They're really pretty. Don't you think they're really pretty? Yeah. I think they're really cool looking with the red and the yellow and the dots. Yeah. I don't really like the polka dots. But everybody should go because it's good to learn more about spotted lanternflies.
Education.
But then they're also doing every half hour, they're doing ground walks at the Manassas Museum, which means they'll be going through the darling garden that my club, the Manassas Garden Club, we're 91 years old this year. We put that garden in many, many years ago. I say we. I was actually not part of that. Carol's mom was, but not me. Martha was, like, all, you know, these wonderful women. They put in a garden behind the Manassas Museum, and it has a butterfly sculpture, a lot of native plants. So you have a lot of beautiful bugs and butterflies and birds. And so they're going to do a tour every half hour in the gardens, and you can see that. And we have a Blue Star Memorial, which is for all of our service members that our garden club worked hard to get for that garden.
Amazing.
And it's just a super cute place. The museum, I'll keep my thoughts to myself, but the new museum inside, oh my gosh, I love it. It's beautiful. And they have a new Albert Speeden exhibit, which was an architect here in town. He's behind the Carper House, the Candy Factory, a lot of other buildings in the area, Northern Virginia. So, yeah,
go to the museum and check it out.
And real quick, I do want to give a shout out to my nephew, Mason, who is graduating from Officer Candidate School in Quantico tomorrow. He is a junior. I guess he'll be a senior at Norwich University in Vermont, but he spent the summer down here in Quantico for school, and now he's graduating tomorrow, so we have to get up really early.
Way to go, Mason.
Way to go, Mason. Love you. Yeah, Miss Mom loves you. So yeah, it's freaking hot. I want to get out of here.
We need SalisburyCenter.com.
Yes. And hey, do you want to sponsor us? Do you want to get us some air conditioning? Jim Griffin Air Treatment Company. Yeah.
Edwards Air, my friend Sean.
Get us some air in here.
But beyond that, if you do want to throw a couple dollars our way and have us plug your business, which, you know, obviously it's our favorite thing to do.
We love talking about businesses. Yeah. We love name dropping.
We want to get John a ton of money because he does a really good job.
Speaking of that, my time's running out, so we got to wrap this up so I can kick you guys out.
We're going. Yeah.
We went. We were going. Yeah.
Let's start punching through.
John has to go. Oh, God. Ooh, he's going to First Friday tonight because he takes care of all the podcasts here. All the other podcasts, he takes care of everything.
He's podcast daddy.
Yeah, podcast daddy. But yes, but anyway, we will see you again in 2 weeks.
John was speechless. Podcast daddy. 2 weeks. We thought we were going to be here mid-August, and what happened?
Well, John, podcast daddy was like, come on back in.
He's like, I really like you guys. Let's hang out again.
Yeah, and come back in. We'll get another 10K. Hopefully.
10K. I want 20K. I want 20K. And I want to know who's watching because everybody I ask, no one's watched it.
No. Like, comment, share. We will see you back in 2 weeks if they let us back in until they kick us out. Yes. Thank you, John. The SalisburyCenter.com. They gonna mix it with Biggie. It was all a dream. Like, damn, that's hot. Me and Keisha don't stop till the tick don't